Blog Talk Radio.
Okay,
well. Let's play some great gospel music here. I'm going to start us off with a great song. It's called Hit the Refresh by Voices of Fire. Famous for, I believe. I was famous for, I believe. All right. Okay. Well, let's bring on Pastor Wanda. Hey, Pastor Wanda. How you doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Psalm 118:24. I'm blessed and highly favored. Rejoice in the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is thy strength.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Pastor Leroy is not with us tonight. I don't know what happened. Well, I pray that he's all right. We're going to get into the message tonight. The message tonight is how it all fell apart. And this is from Genesis 3. See, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You surely won't die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaf together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The Lord God called Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, the woman that you had gave me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life, and you will put an enemy between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and he shall bruise your heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And Adam, he said, "Because of you, he heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles. It shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it were taken, from dust you are, and dust you shall return." And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he be put out of his hand and take also the tree of life, and eat life and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground for which he had taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed a cherubim at the east of the garden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, "I have acquired a man from the Lord." Then she bore again, this time her brother Abel. And now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought a firstborn of his flock, of the fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, you will not be accepted. And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire for you, for you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel's brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond, you shall be on earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out as Abel in the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive, a vagabond on earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain's vengeance shall be taken upon him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son named Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. And as for Seth, to him also was born the name of Enosh. The men began to call the name of the Lord. Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Why do nations rage, and the Lord plot a vain thing? He who sits on the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. That I have set up my king on my holy hill of Zion. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. For they will be graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Amen. Alrighty. Well, I hope tonight's message brought you some clarity on Genesis 3. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you call, and if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call on to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you do so, you can tell the world you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, Pastor Wanda, what did you think about tonight's message?
Do you want to just add awesome. Anything? Awesome and rhema word of God. Rhema word. Okay. Awesome.
Amen. All right. Well, we've got callers, but they have not pressed the one key. So I will play some more music here until so we can get some people to press the one key and come on the air. And so sit back, pass and wonder, and be blessed by some great gospel music. Okay.
Amen.
So here's a song. It's called "He Did It," and it's by the Brown Boys.
Things work through together for the good. And if you
Day today.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I kind of slept in today. Okay.
Amen.
I had a great day. I had a great day.
It's raining. Go ahead, brother.
It's raining down there.
It's raining and it got cold. Yesterday I could hardly talk, and it was amazing. Found out something. I had something going on with my throat, strep throat. They said somebody picked up one of my cups. And next thing I know, I was like, what in the world? So I went on to the doctor, but they kept saying they couldn't find nothing, but I kept telling them. So I sat in the waiting room, passed out Bibles, prayed for everybody. By the time, then they called me and said, we just found the results. But all is well, God is good, but I still had to go there and minister at the hospital. Sometimes he allows me to go through things. Send me to the hospital, but it ain't for me. It's many people there that need the prayer of God's people.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to bring on a caller here from 585 and see what he has to say. Okay. Cobra Jeff, is that you?
Yes, it is, Kenny. Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself, Cobra Jeff?
Not bad. You know, just had some dinner, enjoying the rest of my night, and actually had a surprise visitor at my house earlier this evening. I know we all were wondering where Pastor Leroy's been. He actually made the trip up to Rochester, New York to come visit me.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he's been, you know, missing all day. You know, if you want, you want me to, hold on, let me put him on, hold on. Hey, Leroy. Yeah, man. Come here. Come here. Hey, man, it's me, Leroy from the Bronx. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kenny. I'm just here with Cobra Jeff here, you know, being an illiterate.
That ain't Pastor Leroy.
Yes, me, Pastor Wanda.
No, that ain't Pastor Leroy. He don't talk like that.
Sorry, Kenny. Leroy, you had a few drinks today. I apologize for that.
My God.
Well, he came here to apologize for all of his actions. You know. One of the biggest things he apologized for was for, you know, being a fake pastor. You know, he finally fessed up to just being a lying fibber. I think we all can appreciate his honesty. I was on Kent's show earlier this afternoon, and we had a similar conversation about as both of you being pastor, or well, you, Kent, being pastor, how do you feel about a man who falsely identifies as a pastor? How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't think he's ever admitted that to me, okay? So I'm not here to judge him, okay? If that be the case, well, that's something Pastor Leroy has to live with, okay?
Well, how about we just break the fourth wall? It's not something Leroy has to live with. I mean, let's just be honest. It's something Bruce has to live with. You know what I'm saying? Oops. Did I just drop the bombshell? Oopsies. I apologize.
Pastor, you have a blessed night. I'm not going to do this tonight. But you be blessed in Jesus'
Wanda.
Name. I'll see
Wanda.
You on the next show in Jesus' name.
Okay, Pastor Wanda.
Is a female pastor still a pastor, or is it a pastor? Oh, it's kind of weird. But no disrespect, Kenny, but I think it had to. I think it had to come out so this man could stop making a mockery of your show, if your guys' show. You know, this is my personal opinion.
Well,
he deserves everything that comes to him.
Pastor Kent's show?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He's making a mockery of it.
Mm.
Absolutely. And then there's other reasons, but. I came out of hiding to put this man in his place. So it is what it is. So,
okay.
Brucey, baby, if you're out there, I'm waiting for you, buddy. Kenny, you have a wonderful night. I love you. God bless.
Love you too, Governor Jeff. God bless you. All righty. I'll put you on mute. We have callers, but they have not pressed the one key. Hey, listen, if you want to come on the radio instead of just sitting back and, you know, just listening, okay, press that one key and I'll bring you on. Okay, I'm sure people it's out here in, Blog Talk Radio land like to hear from you. But press that one key and I'll bring you on. Amen? Okay. So, hey, DG2, I see you're in the chat room. God bless you. Mike Hunt's in the chat room. Ashley, Cobra Jeff's in there. Okay, Ferrar, Frank Bentley, he's a new person. Okay, The Who, Gavin Moorhead, Internet Friend. Okay, give a shout out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, Johnny Longfeather. God bless y'all. All righty. Well, I guess I'm going to play more music. No, so far, DC2. Okay, I just had Cobra Jeff and I had Pastor Wanda, and that's it for the callers. I mean, I've got callers. Don't get me wrong. I've got... four of them that are called in, but they just haven't pressed the one key yet, okay? Okay, well, Grover Washington, there's no such thing as you're too black to call. You can call in if you want to. All righty. Well, let's play some more music here. Let's see what we got. Okay, let's play a song here by Kelly Price. It's called Grace.
You are my everything.
You are my everything.
I'm going to play Undefeated by Marvin Zapp.
she had no, had no more to spare. The doctors did it all they could, but their medicine was, you know, good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said it was there.
Be upon in the dark.
Take some callers here. 111, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, is this Pastor Ken?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
Well, all right. I had a question about your sermon.
Well, okay.
More of a comment. More of a comment.
Okay.
At one point you talked about the mark of Cain. What does that mean?
God put a mark on him so that everybody would be able to recognize him, that he killed his brother.
The Mormons say that the mark of the Cain is the reason why black people have dark skin.
No.
Well, I've actually heard that.
Well, that's not true. No.
Okay, well, I'll let the Mormons know that they're wrong. Do you have any other calls?
Yes, we do. We have another caller, 111. You're on the air.
How's the Pastor Kim?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I have a question for you. I need some advice. My transgender non-binary son has been being bullied at school. What can I do to help him/her with her problems?
Well, I don't know. I guess just be you, be a friend.
Well, she's my daughter/son, and she's being bullied. They're stealing her paper clips.
What?
They're stealing her paper clips.
I don't know, people still use paper clips. I thought all papers were on the computer now. Ken, this is Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is a famous scientist. He's in a wheelchair. He uses a speaking spell in order to be heard.
Okay.
Ken, why are you dismissing this disabled person?
I'm not dismissing him. Okay. Maybe we'll bring on another caller here. 111, you're on here.
That's dismissing.
Shalom.
Hey, GG2, what's up?
Hello,
brother.
Huh?
Hello,
Stephen Hawking.
How you doing? I'm very honored to meet you, Stephen Hawking. You a very smart man.
You
know a lot about black holes. You know about black holes,
yes,
but he knows about black holes.
Amen. Amen. Listen, Kenny, I don't know if you know this, but this is a famous person on your show, brother.
Yeah.
You don't sound very excited, and I got to say, I'm disappointed because Stephen Hawking is a very smart man. He's a genius, brother.
He died.
Johnny,
he died.
He's got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, this is the ghost of Stephen Hawking?
This is Stephen Hawking's son.
Yeah.
I'm his son.
Say hello, everybody. No. Oh, come on. Say hello, everybody.
No, because every time they start to cry like little babies. No.
Hurrah!
Tony.
What's going
hello,
on, Hurrah?
Hello,
Tony, we have questions. Come on.
Shalom, brother.
He left the room.
What
oh,
Lord
ass.
Have mercy. I had a question for him, Kenny. Oh, Lord. It's very sad. It's very sad. So how is the afterlife, Stephen Hawking?
It's
good to hear.
It's a little bit hot, and I'm burning up a bit. But.
Oh, Jesus, you were an atheist, I forgot.
Lord.
Oh, boy. Atheist scientist.
It's not too bad, though.
Can you pray for the ghost of Stephen Hawking, please?
Can I what?
Can you pray for the ghost of Stephen Hawking? He's very hot. It's very hot where he is in the afterlife.
Okay, I'll pray for him.
I'm in the seventh circle.
You're in the seventh circle? Okay. All right.
Circle jerk.
You know Ken Hopper once visited hell on vacation?
Yeah,
Ken Hopper?
Yeah.
It's a great story. It's total bullshit, but it's funny and it's great.
I never
said it was
saw
very
Ken
hot.
Hopper down here. I never saw him down here.
Hmm. I don't think he's dead yet.
Nah, he said he went on vacation when he saw the two pillars. After one of the eight times he failed to commit suicide, he tried, but he failed. I mean, that's a hell of an average if you think about it. 0-8? You ain't trying very hard if you 0-8, man. I'm just saying.
Tony,
I mean, no offense.
Tony Farrar, he saw two pillows, and he was chewing on them. He was biting them.
No, it was.
There was, and the number 69 was in between them, right?
Yes.
No.
Amen.
That was spiritual.
We had questions for Tony Ferrara, and he refused to come on the air. That's hilarious. Okay.
Kenny?
Yep.
I have a question for you. I need your advice. So my lady just left me a couple days ago, and I didn't treat her very well, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I didn't, like, physically abuse her or nothing like that, but I wasn't super not. This is why I wanted Farrah to come on, because I wanted to get his advice. Maybe he'll come back in and help me out, because I'm really – I've been drinking a lot. It's not good. But anyway, I wanted to know I wasn't very nice to her. I wasn't abusive per se, but I wasn't very nice, and I was just wondering – what would you would your advice be for DC2 to get his woman back?
Well, why'd you apologize? Or
I apologized. Kenny, listen. I apologized. She says she want to be friends, right? But she say she don't ever want to be with DC2 again because of the way I treat her. So what should I do,
well,
Kenny? I'm in a tough situation right now, man.
Well, it sounds like it. To tell you the truth, I really don't know.
Should I just move on, Kenny?
We realize that we lost what we can't get back.
Yeah, especially when you invest like 2.5 years in that person. It was a 2.5 year long. I mean, after my wife, this is my lady. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
So it's hard to move on and just, you know, let all that time go and all that effort go. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, I wanted to get your advice and Tony's advice because, you know, I need the advice. I figure maybe the best thing to do is probably not contact her at all for a while and just let it lie. Even though she says she want to be friends and whatnot, maybe I should just let it go and then see how things, if it changes or whatever. Would you say that's a good
idea? Well,
you
know, that could be a good idea to do. That could be a good idea to do, yeah, you know. You could, you know, just let sleeping dogs lie and maybe get over, say, in a week or two, and then just pour it out and just say, hey, I realize that I messed up and I really need you in my life.
Kenny, I already did all that, brother. I'm past that.
Have you offered to have sex on a Skype?
Oh, I've already done that too. She need a break. She said she need a break from that.
Can you share some photos with me, please?
That's funny, Johnny. That's a funny thing that you just said. I'm going to not answer that question for fear that it will incriminate me. But let me just say this. I'm gonna give her some time, and I was hoping Farrah could maybe give me some advice because I know he's really good at this type of stuff and he gives good advice. But if not, I'm just gonna wait, give it some time, see what happens. Just treat her better, you know, just be nice to her. That's all I'm gonna do. What?
It's probably the best thing to do. Give it some time.
And also just be much nicer. You know, DC2, you know, I'm not the nicest, most open, emotionally available person, so I guess I got to try to do better if that ever comes, you know, if she ever come back to me or whatever. So I'll try to do better with that and work on that, you know, as the time away. You know what I mean? I'll try to work on that on my time away. So that's why I called, brother. But I'm going to stay on with John and you guys because it's good to get to talk to you, brothers.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, we got a call here from 210. Let's bring them on and see who we have. 210, you're on the air.
Hi, Kenny. Johnny, it's Jim. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, honey. I'm down at the Haven for Hope. I'm serving up food and slinging cock.
Look at Mercy.
He's calling for 210. That's San Antonio.
4th of July.
Listen to that noise.
Are you busy, Penny?
Busy down there.
4th of July?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Can we go out?
No, probably not.
So you
pay for it.
I don't go out anymore.
Why not?
Well, we can get a movie at your place.
Ooh.
Danny?
Huh? Nah, I just sit there and be cool.
Is it because
the
I'm
color
gay?
Sounds strange.
What?
What?
Is it because I'm gay, Kenny?
No, that's not true.
Kenny, what's it gonna take? Do I have to pay you?
Oh.
No.
4,000?
No.
Well, I bet Ferrari would let you go for 6,000. I think you should negotiate with Ferrari. Because I think he would take that money. This guy sounds
Kenny,
like he's right up for
his alley. Number? Can you give me his number?
Kenny,
what are you doing, brother? You masturbating, Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, put your penis
hey, listen, down. I'm bringing a collar on. 111, you're on the air.
Beanie?
Hello?
Where's Beanie?
Yes, sir. Well, Summer Fisherman, I need advice.
Okay.
My wife's pussy smells like rotten hummus. What do I do?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I need your Islamic knowledge, Sheikh.
Don't have Islamic knowledge on that, about Baal Hamas.
I have put two burkers over her body, and I still smell it.
Get Farrar in there.
This is a question for Tony Farrar. He knows the answer to this, Kenny. Get him in there.
Tony,
help this Tony knows about
hideous smell.
I want your knowledge. You said you read Quran. You read Quran, you know answer.
That's not necessarily true. There's nothing in the Quran about that.
Yes, there is. The Quran, Sunnah, Hadith, all state how you should beat a woman.
Oh.
She needs to know which way to beat the woman to get the smell out.
Quran says, don't beat her in the face.
Kenny, how would you beat her?
I wouldn't beat her. I'm sorry. I don't know.
The Quran says you must beat your wife if she talks back to you.
Kenny, how would you get rid of the smell, brother? Would you microwave a taco and shove it in there or what?
Osama, you are a Muslim. You have this knowledge.
Well, so are you. You're a Muslim. You have this knowledge.
I am not a sheikh. I am not a sheikh. You are. I seek advice from you.
Okay. Well, put some deodorant on it.
Oh.
That will irritate the vagina.
Kenny, that's not good for a vagina, man. What are you talking about, bro?
It will just smell
like
a rose field and a...
The new deodorant they came out with.
Put deodorant on pussy?
Yes.
That will not solve problem.
Kenny puts it all over himself. That makes sense, actually, if you think about it, because Kenny's a pussy, and he puts deodorant all over himself. So it might work, man. Kenny knows about that.
Should I wash pussy off with Turkish coffee?
Yeah, yeah, that might work too.
Okay, next question. How do I kill a bus filled with Jews and Christians?
Put a bomb on it?
Kenneth!
Osama, I seek your knowledge.
Okay.
Kenneth, is this a are you giving bomb advice like it's Tel Aviv 86, man? What are you doing?
No, I'm not giving bomb advice. The easiest way is put a bomb on it.
Kenny, you've been training. You've been in training, haven't you?
No, I haven't been training.
Osama, I will give you code word. You'll know what to do, right?
Okay, what's the code word?
When time comes, I will give you code word.
Okay.
Repeat that for me. All praise to Allah.
Kenneth.
Let me hear someone say, all praise to Allah.
Nobody can say it?
You Muslim, Kenneth. You're supposed to say it, man.
All
praise to Allah.
I can't say
it. All praise to Allah.
I heard Kenny just say it.
Okay,
Osama,
okay.
Osama,
okay.
I'm going to refer to you as Osama.
Huh?
I'm going to refer to you as Osama since you're clearly Muslim, brother.
Okay.
Pay attention.
All right. All right.
He's
make sure you
again.
Strangle the goat after you fuck it in the halal way.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Halal goat fuck.
Alhamdulillah.
Amen.
Amen, Kenneth. Osama.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
It is prayer time. I will leave.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Time to go.
Amen.
Is the gay caller that was trying to date you still there?
Kenny.
There he
yeah,
is.
How about 8,000?
Huh?
8,000? 8,000 for 8 hours.
Oh.
Is that a good deal?
Yeah, it's okay, Sam. I'm not
yeah,
for
now. You don't need $8,000?
Okay,
you need it.
Here's my final offer.
$80,000. No, that's okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. God bless you all, and have a wonderful night.
Kenny.
He's shutting it down.
Look in the chat. Look in the chat. Grover says he'll do it.
Kenny, don't end the show. Kenny, Grover
yeah,
says he'll
I'm
do it.
Show
no.
God bless everybody.
Osama is going to do a murder right now.
Need some advice about
my
teenage
right
daughter.
He's going to bomb something right now. He got his pilot's license.
Where is my advice?
I hear somebody fucking on the line, man. Kenny, are you masturbating right now?
No.
What's that noise?
I have no idea.
Kenneth, stop.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Is that Tony
cracking noise?
I don't know what that is.
That's
Tony
a big
ass in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Gavin Moorhead says to take calls.
Well, there's no callers.
Oh, well, Gavin Moorhead, you led me astray.
So I'm going to say goodnight, everybody.
Kenny,
God bless you.
Don't end the show, Kenny. I'm waiting on the show, bro.
Bye-bye.
Kenny.
I need some advice.